Anybody experiencing the flow of the 21st century sees that the world is progressively becoming a more polarized place. Particularly in the second decade of the 21st century, we saw the West become much more politically polarized, and that polarization has only exploded in the third decade of the 21st century, the years of Teheishnois Pella. They should be years of wonder. And as we know from Scripture, as we know from Tanakh, Pella, wonder, can be a positive thing, but it can also be a very negative thing. There could be negative wonders, as we see all over Tanakh. Now, what is polarization? Is polarization a good thing? Or perhaps polarization is a bad thing? Well, why might you think that polarization is a good thing? Well, if something is true, be that something political, something religious, something you feel, then if it's true, wouldn't it be good to express that truth in the most extreme way possible? Perhaps expressing things in the most extreme way possible will lead the world to manifest in the way that you would like it to manifest. So the Rebbe Rishab addresses this issue, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Rebbe Rishab addressed this issue in a maimer, Vayorech Hashem Reach HaNichoyach Ateres, which is from the year 1918. 1918 was an extremely tumultuous time for the Jews who were living in Russia and for the world at large. In Russia, this was coming on the heels of the execution of the Romanov monarchy, of the end of Tsarist rule, and then, very soon after, the Bolshevik coup, where the Bolsheviks, the communists, overtook the democratic government which had taken over Russia. And then, more broadly, 1918 is hot in the middle of World War I, a time of tremendous carnage and tremendous destruction the world over, where millions of people lost their lives and millions of others were traumatized and displaced. So if you were living in this time, it would seem that the world was going through an apocalypse. So in this context, but without discussing the historical context, or at least without explicitly discussing the historical context, the Rebbe Rishab takes up this issue of polarity and nuance. And the Rebbe Rishab suggests that polarity and polarization ultimately lead to destruction, whereas nuance is the only way that we can have a world which remains whole, a world which is harmonious and not destroyed. The Rebbe Rishab arrived at this conclusion by analyzing two psukim within Sefer Bereishis. The first, in Bereishis Perek Vav, reads as follows. Vayar Hashem, and Hashem saw, ki rabba ra'asa adam ba'aretz, that man's evil was very great on the earth. V'chol yetzer machshaves libe rak alayim. And the entirety of the inclination of his heart was only evil all day long. And this is being said in the context of the description of humanity's sexual immorality and financial immorality, robbery, and all sorts of other bad deeds. And Hashem now regrets that he made man upon the earth. And Hashem becomes saddened, depressed unto his heart. Hashem says, I shall wipe out, erase the humans that I have created from upon the face of the earth, from human to beast, from the crawling creatures to the birds of the heaven, because I have regretted making them. But Noach found favor, he was gracious in Hashem's eyes. So Hashem does not destroy Noach and his family. Noach and his family survive the Mabul on a Teva. Now, after the Mabul is all over, and Noach and his family re-emerge from the Teva, we learn in Bereishis Perek Ches, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayorech Hashem es Reach HaNichoyach. Hashem smelled the pleasant scent of Noach's korban, after Noach builds an altar to Hashem and burns some animals upon the altar. Vayomer Hashem Elibay, and now Hashem says to his heart, I shall never again curse the earth on man's account, because the human inclination is evil from their youth. And I will never yet again smite all living things as I have done. For the remainder of the days of the earth, for the remainder of the earth's existence, zera v'kotzir, the sowing season and the reaping season, v'kor v'choim, the heat and the cold, v'kayetz v'choyerf, summer and winter, v'yoyim v'layla, day and night, lo yishbaisu, they shall not cease. Meaning to say that Hashem is going to maintain the integrated natural order for the remainder of human history. So Rebbe Sharpe says, we need to understand what's going on here. There seems to be quite a dissonance between these two psukim. Because Hashem says, Yetzer lefa adam ram and urav, so that's the rationale for why it is that Hashem will never destroy the world again, because he understands, he's made peace with the fact that humans have an evil inclination from their youth. But earlier, that was the rationale for why it is that Hashem decided to destroy the earth. So meaning, how could it be that the same rationale is, on the one hand, a rationale for destroying the earth, and on the other hand, it's a rationale for maintaining humanity? And also, what's up with the reach necheach, with the pleasant smell, causing Hashem, or seeming to be the generating factor in Hashem, changing his mind, so to speak? So the Rebbe Sharpe explains that we can understand this by understanding the concepts of Toyu and Tikkun. Toyu means chaos, boundless energy, extremes, intensity, black and white polarity. And Tikkun means repair. And that is nuance and integration. The Mabul happens in an Olam HaToyu. It happens in a world where the divine consciousness manifests itself in a manner of polarity, in a manner of extremes, in a manner of black and white. If you live in a world of extremes, if you live in a world which is black and white, and you see that humans always have a bad inclination, that they're consistently engaged in bad behavior, that's a good rationale to utterly wipe out humanity, to make it be the case that Hashem Lamabul Yashav, Hashem resided on earth in the Mabul. The Medrash says, Yashav al Chaydahi, he resided alone, because he could not tolerate human negativity if he's coming from a perspective of black and whiteness and a perspective of polarity. The world can only be recreated. The world can only exist when the divine consciousness manifests itself in a manner of tikkun, in a manner of nuance and integration. In a place of nuance and integration, it's possible to tolerate, it's possible to make peace with the fact that humans have an evil inclination and nonetheless allow the world to exist and nonetheless allow the world to function. So in a sense, it's a very simple key. The key to making sure the world does not become destroyed, the key to making sure the world is a peaceful, flourishing, harmonious place, is a garden for the divine, is making sure that the world is not a place of polarity, but rather that the world is a place of nuance. Now the question is, how do we generate this world of nuance? So the Rebbe Sharpe tells us that the secret, the answer to this question, is embedded in the pasuk, Vayorach Hashem es reach hanichoyach. Hashem smelled the pleasant scent. The Rebbe Sharpe asks, what does scent do physically? Physically, within the human experience, we see that scent goes directly to the brain. So if you smell a very powerful, strong scent, that can wake you up and it can give you strength even if you've been feeling weak. And there's something of an immediacy in that effect. And similarly, if a person passes out, one way that you can revive a person is by using smelling salts, using very intensely, pungently smelling materials which shock a person, which wake them back up. So psychologically, what does this symbolize? What can we learn from this? The Rebbe Sharpe says that Olam HaTikkun is the world of nuance, the world of integration, is characterized by a world in which the mind, which the intellect, shows up in an intense way, and similarly the core self shows up in an intense way. What's special about the intellect? So the Rebbe Sharpe says that the world of polarity, the world of black and white, usually feeds off the emotions. Emotions tend to be extreme. Emotions can easily get carried away, and the same is true of instincts, as well as an expression of the subconscious. Those tend to very easily fuel black and white thinking and extremes. However, says the Rebbe Sharpe, if you live in a place of the mind, of the mind, the intellect, analysis tends to be more dispassionate. So if you can view your perspective on some political matter or on some matter in general from a more dispassionate perspective, if you can put yourself in somebody else's shoes and try and understand where they're coming from, then that will cool off your descent into extremes and your descent into extreme behavior, extreme action, extreme expression. And if you do that, if you live life in such a way, you're much less likely to come into conflict and you're much less likely to do things which will be destructive to yourself and others. Smell, says the Rebbe Sharpe, also symbolizes an expression of the core self. And ultimately, what do we want at the level of our core selves? We want peace. We want harmony. We want love. We want the world to be a divine garden. We want the world to return to the original pristine state of Gan Eden. And when we bear that in mind, that will also hold us back from engaging in destructive activity, which in the short term appears like it might help advance our agenda, which seems to be very true if we're looking at things from a black and white perspective. But if we look at things with a more holistic perspective, we can see that engaging in intense destructive behavior will not ultimately achieve our goal of having the divine self and the core self manifest in the world, and the world being a divine garden. So what's the lesson for us living in this age of polarity? What can we practically take away from the Maimer Vayarech Hashem Esreach HaNichayach? So the first lesson is to inculcate this perspective of the Rebbe Rashab of engaging the intellect, engaging our minds. When we're about to be drawn to some conflict, be it some political conflict or be it some interpersonal conflict, take a deep breath, pause, and try to extract yourself from the world of emotional engagement. Let your emotions disengage. Allow your instincts to disengage. Allow your subconscious to disengage. And try to analyze the situation in question, the thing that you're fighting about, from an objective perspective, with a certain dispassionate sense. And if you do that, you're a lot less likely to be drawn into all-out conflict. And similarly, if we try and contemplate on expressing our core selves and what our core self ultimately wants, which is a state of harmony, peace, and love for everyone, then that too is likely to draw us back from engaging in intense destructive conflict. And if we as individuals try and inculcate this sense of engaging our mind, engaging our core self, and disengaging extreme emotions and extreme instincts, then we're more likely to arrest the polarization which is growing in the world and which will inevitably and ultimately lead to destruction. As Rebbe Rashab tells us, that toyu, that extreme black and white thinking and polarity, only ever issues and results in destruction. And instead of that destruction, we can be the talmid chamim hamarbim shalom ba'olam, the students of Torah who increase peace in the world, who build the world, who construct the world, and turn it into a garden for Hashem and for humanity.